Listening Library presents The Navigator by Owen McNamee. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Chapter 1. There was something different about the afternoon. It seemed dark, although there wasn't much cloud. It seemed cold, although the sun shone, and the alder trees along the river stirred and shivered, although the wind did not seem to blow. Owen came over the three fields and crossed the river just below the workhouse on an old beech tree that had fallen several years before, climbing from branch to branch with his eyes almost closed, trying not to look down, even though he knew the river was narrow and sluggish at that point and that there were many trailing branches to cling to if he fell. Only when he reached the other side did he dare to look down, and even then the black, unreflecting surface seemed to be beckoning to him so that he turned away with a shudder. He had woken early that morning. It was Saturday, and he had tried to get back to sleep, but that hadn't worked, so he had got up and got dressed. Before his mother could wake, Owen had slipped out of the house and down to Mary White's shop. Mary had run the shop for many years. It was small and packed with goods and very cozy, with good cooking smells coming from the kitchen behind. Mary, who was a shrewd but kindly woman, had smiled at Owen when he came in. Before he had even asked, she handed him a packet of bacon, milk, and half a dozen eggs. He had no money, but then he never had. Mary used to write down what he got in a little book, but now she didn't even bother with that. As always, she could see his embarrassment. "Stop looking so worried," she had said. "You'll pay it back someday. Besides, you have to be fed."